This is in the wake of the Silicon Valley Bank collapse last month, causing many to sound the alarm on the U.S. banking system. And on the Centura Health Hotline now is president of daytradefund.com, Jay Ratliff. Jay, thank you so much for joining us again this morning. Well, are these downgrades a serious concern for the overall banking system?
They're a concern. They certainly are, because when you're looking at Moody's downgrading 11 regional banks, it suggests that the higher interest rates, some of the bank failures that have taken place, are causing some instability. And one of the stocks that we were looking at this morning, FRC, First Republic Bank, it's a stock that many people knew last month when we were going through the craziness, because this was a stock that was trading at about $120 a share before it dropped back to, I think the low is $12 a share, and has moved up from there. They announced yet last night that they have lost $100 million in deposits, and that they are exploring strategic alternatives. And I can tell you, one of the day trading tricks that we have is anytime you see a company talking about exploring strategic alternatives or options, it means absolutely everything is on the table, including a Chapter 11 possibility. And I'm not saying that's going to happen here, but that's how bad it's got. You have banks right now that are seeing a large outflow of cash, and as a result, it's really starting to affect to a large degree their ability to conduct business as usual. And as long as that concern remains with investors, that outflow is going to continue, and we're going to see several banks, I'm certain, that are going to end up either being acquired by other banks for added stability, or that may cease to exist. We've already seen several go that route. Hopefully it won't be the case, but the more of these that drop like dominoes, the more that instability within the market in that sector is going to increase, causing a lot of investors to become more and more concerned as we move forward.
Jay, this is after a lot of other banks kind of circled the wagons and came in and helped with First Republic. So if that's not really working, what's next?
Pat, that's a great question, because one of the things that they were trying to do early on was to make sure that the confidence within the institutions remained, because the last thing that they wanted was a run on the banks, especially the smaller ones. But when you see a bank that made money, as First Republic did, and then they came out saying, hey, we didn't make as much as we thought, and here's what our outflow numbers are, it really gets to the point that you're concerned about, okay, are there other things we're not yet made aware of? And obviously, you can't take that same approach that was used with First Republic and do that with all the banks that are hurting as far as coming in and trying to rescue them with some additional funding and some other types of things. So we would end up seeing other banks that would be failing on their own. And I tell you, it's just when we were going through that process last month, and we would see very stable banks like Fifth Third on no news drop 25 to 28, 30% in a given day, simply because there was concern over the entire sector, it was a real good indicator of just how concerned a lot of people were. Fortunately, that concern was short-lived. We got kind of back to business as usual. But if we start having some of these banks, especially the ones that we're talking about, that Moody's had downgraded and others, start to fail, all of that is just going to come back around for round two, and it's going to be more serious than the first time. Because then it's going to look like something that's an ongoing trend versus this happened one time, it's over with, and we can move on from there without any concerns of it happening again. Confidence within the banking industry has to remain strong, and if it does not, it's going to really be interesting to see, especially at a time when we get from the Fed their latest notes saying that they are expecting a recession before the end of the year. Now, they're calling it a mild recession, but again, anytime that you're talking about speculation, it could be more than that. And it's a forecast that matches what we're hearing from J.P. Morgan's and others that are saying, look, the chances of a recession before the end of the year is 50% or better. And certainly, we don't want to have all of these things hitting at the same time, because that would give us some instability that would certainly affect the market in a bad way.
Jay, I know when we've had you on before, we've talked about how maybe one person or a small group of people can influence a stock or a business. We've talked about Elon Musk as one example. I found it very interesting yesterday when Fox fired Tucker Carlson that their stock price dropped significantly. I'm sure you maybe saw that as well. When you see something like that, or you know, even when we talked about Martha Stewart, was it safe to invest in her as a one person, as a singular brand? And a lot of people say, no, you shouldn't do that. But when you see one person having that influence on a business and on a stock price, what is your reaction?
It's a knee-jerk reaction. And more often than not, what you end up seeing happen is it comes right back. I remember when people said that they were going to boycott Nike over the Kaepernick situation. People right now saying Budweiser, they're boycotting, or Disney, or whoever it might happen to be. And you see those stocks drop sometimes 8, 9, 10%. But then they all invariably come roaring right back in time. When they had the United Airlines situation dragging the doctor down the aisle and everybody was boycotting the airline, it dropped about 8 or 9%, and it came back as well. So those types of reactions are expected, but rarely do they last for any extended period of time. And that's one of the reasons that I can't get, you know, when people are asking me about, hey, you know, Budweiser's paying the cost here for what they're doing with the situation with the transgender on the cam. Well, it's something where the stock maybe moved 4 or 5%. You can check it out. BUD, Bud, is their ticker symbol. And you'll notice that there's very little overall movement. You and I, when we talk, we don't look at points. We look at percentages. And it's the same thing with the stock price. It's not really dropped that much from a percentage standpoint, which is one of the reasons that far too often these things, as passionate as they are, as are the people involved, they simply don't last as far as making any, you know, long-term effects. I don't expect that stock price with Tucker Carlson to remain down. I suspect that it'll be coming back here shortly.
We'll continue following it. President of DayTradeFund.com, Jay Ratliff. Thanks, Jay.
Have a good day.
We head to the skies and get the latest on the drive. Some issues already this morning. The KWA Jetcopter, Dave Hunter.